King, I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit aim. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold and silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit aim. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit aim. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Amen, amen. Maybe we can sing maybe a little bit faster song. Like David says, I was so happy when they told me come to the house of the Lord. Amen. So is that song maybe we can sing just I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Brother Wilmo, will you come to open the word of prayer after this song? Amen. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. If no one hears me, still I will follow. If no one hears me, still I will follow. If no one hears me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Though no one joins me, still I will follow. Thou no one joins me, still I will follow. Thou no one joins me, still I will follow. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
We are so thankful, Father, for you have given us this privilege that we could come and sing these old-fashioned songs and worship you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Lord, even for your presence in our midst, for you promise, Father, that where two or three shall gather in your name, you'll be in their midst, Lord. So we want to thank you, Father, that you have made this appointment and that, Lord, oh God, you would speak to us tonight, Lord, how we desire to hear a word from heaven that would encourage us at these times. Lord, we are thankful for your people that are here, even those that could not make it, Lord, tonight for various reasons. We commit them into your hands, remembering our brother David, Lord, who's sick with COVID. Lord, we pray that you touch and restore his health, Lord. Even our brother Maxwell, Lord, home tonight, Lord, we pray for him that you'd strengthen him, that we could be with him on Sunday. We want to commit our brother Dube, Lord, into your hands as he had to go to the hospital this evening. Father, we ask for thine hand upon him to renew him, Lord, in his health. Be with us now. Bless our song leader as he leads us. Lord, we commit him into your hands. Lord, we want to commit the minister to you as he will stand before thy people, Lord. Father, may you use him, Lord, to minister us into thy presence. We commit tonight this service into your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
You, brother. Amen. I remember now song, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. That will be tonight. Amen. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his gate praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Know ye not, you are the temple. Know ye not, you are the temple. Know ye not, you are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know, I am a temple. Yes, I know, I am a temple. Yes, I know, I am a temple. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost, walking up the seven steps unto perfection. Walking up the seven steps unto perfection. Walking up the seven steps unto perfection. I am a temple of the Holy God. Know ye not, you are the temple. Know ye not, you are the temple. Know ye not, you are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. When upon life's billows you are tempted and tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, never one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord had done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a lot of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the day goes by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. When you look at others with their lands on gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings, money cannot buy your reward in heaven or a home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So what amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Amen. Just meditation will change situation. Amen. Amen. Just quiet down before the Lord. Amen. Maybe we can sing that song. The windows of heaven. Amen. The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy. Since Jesus made everything right, I gave him my altered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm resting on the manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart. Since Jesus made everything right, I gave him my altered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. Once more, the windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart. Since Jesus made everything right, I gave him my altered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I see that your feet, sweet spirit, sweep over my. Yes, this evening, sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit. Feet, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at your feet, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. Can sing. I know the master of the wind. My boat of life sails on the troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, oh, but have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, I know master of the wind, I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the heights above the peaks. My soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights, brings me low, but never brings me down. Yes, I know the master of the wind, I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. El Ela Elohim, El Ela Elohim, how we long to worship you. To you in worship, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, we will lift up our holy hands. To worship you, El Ela Elohim, how we long to worship you. Here we are in Satan's Eden, and Satan comes to beat us down. But with your spirit here before us, in righteousness we'll rise and sing. We long to worship you. El Ela Elohim, how we long to worship you. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory. and the owner. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You are great, you're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. So great, there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You are great, you're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great, you're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you.
Let us pray. Lord, we want to say thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Father, for your mercies, O God. Thank you because you are great, Lord. You do miracles so great, Father. There is no one else like you, Father. No one can touch our hearts like you do, O Father. No one can heal the brokenhearted like you do, Father. No one can reach down, O God, to the fallen human race like you do, O Father. No one can be the king's man redeemer, O God. God that became our king folk, O Father, Lord Jesus Christ, like you do. So we come to say thank you, Father. We thank you for another opportunity that you've given unto us to be assembled in your house. We thank you, Father, for another opportunity you've given unto us to praise your holy name. Lord Jesus Christ, we lift our hearts before you this evening, O God. We are praying, O God, that you will come down, O God, and speak to us, O God. Oh, Jesus Christ, we pray, oh God, that you would inhabit the praises of your people, Father. We cannot say thank you enough, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the song service. Thank you for our brother Vlad that has, oh God, you've used so mightily to lead us in the songs of worship, oh God. We thank you for the saints that are in their homes, oh Father, Lord God, tuning through Zoom, oh Father, Lord. We thank you for those watching on YouTube, oh God. We thank you for those right in here, oh God, and those that are going to watch the service later on. We pray, oh God, that your grace will minister to every heart, oh Lord Jesus Christ. Father, as our faces are different, oh God, so does our needs also differ, Father, Lord Jesus Christ. But we pray, oh God, that you would minister to every need, oh God, right in here, Father. We pray that you would minister to every heart, oh Lord, is our humble prayer, Lord Jesus Christ. May no man be seen, oh God, but may you be seen, is our humble prayer, Lord Jesus Christ. May you come out of the pages of the Bible, oh God, and be a living word to us today. Be a living, working Jesus in our midst, oh Father. Thank you, Father, Lord God. I hide myself behind Calvary's cross, oh God. Father, you know me, oh Father. You know my state, oh God. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm not even worthy, Father, to stand behind thy sacred decks, oh Lord. But Lord, it is falling my lot, oh Lord. I pray that you grant me grace, Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, you know how 3 days ago I've been not feeling so well, Lord. But Lord, thank you for yesterday. You came down and you healed me, oh Father, Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I'm standing here strong, Father, Lord Jesus. All by your grace, Father, Lord God. I commit my mind, my heart, my soul, my spirit to you, Lord. I pray that you use me just like an oracle, oh Father, Lord God, to speak your word, oh God, and may it be your word, oh God, and not my own thoughts, Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus Christ's name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. 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 You can turn around and greet somebody. Amen. And say, you're welcome. God bless you. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't even know where to start from, actually. Okay, if you have your Bibles, let's turn to three portions of the scripture. We'll be reading Psalms 32, verse 1 to 7, Psalm 119, verse 114, yes. And Isaiah 32, verse 2. Amen. Amen. Are you happy to be in his presence? Amen. Are you excited? Amen. That we have the opportunity to be gathered in his presence? Yes. Amen, amen. So Psalms 32, verse 1. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputed not iniquity.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Say, blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile.
Amen.
When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my rolling all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. Amen.
Amen.
So we'll be talking about where Brother Eli talked about last Friday. Amen. And I'll just be coming behind that. Amen. But it is very nice to see how David is saying here that I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come near unto him. Now this is verse 7. This is where I'm going to. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble.
Amen.
Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah.
Amen.
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 There's something about the psalmist that I love so much. When the psalmist is writing, it's not just writing. Mm-hmm. Amen. He's writing out of his own experience. Amen.
Amen.
Say, thou art my hiding place.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt preserve me from trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance.
Amen.
Selah. Selah means pause and calmly ponder about this.
Amen.
Amen. So when you read the scripture and the scripture says Selah, it means you just need to pause on that scripture. And you need to calmly ponder about it.
Amen.
So tonight, by the grace of God, we just want to do some Selah today. Amen. We just need to pause on this verse 7 and we'll calmly think about it. How God is our hiding place.
Amen.
How he will preserve us from trouble. And how he will compass us with songs of deliverance.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Psalms 119 verse 114. Amen. Psalms 119 verse 114 says, thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Amen.
Amen.
And Isaiah 32 verse 2, then you have your seat. Isaiah 32 verse 2 says, amen.
Amen.
And a man, Isaiah 32 verse 2, amen. And a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind. A man.
Amen.
Amen. A man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land.
Amen.
May the Lord add his richest blessings to his word. Let us just pray again. Lord, we can do several things too much, Lord. We can't pray too much, Father.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, your word is anointed, O Father. And throughout all ages, O God, different sages throughout the ages have read this same scripture. Saints of old, in the time of Luther, Wesley, and the saints that have gone by, they've read this scripture, and oh God, you've come down and you've blessed it, Father. Once again, Lord, we pray that you come down behind this word, oh God, and bless it to our hearts, oh God. And may it meet our very needs today. For in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Kindly have your seat, amen. While I remain standing. Amen. So today for a title, amen. Christ, my precious hiding place. Amen. When I'm trying to, you know, come up with this title, you know, there are several things that one could say. You can say a precious hiding place. You can say the precious hiding place. But then I thought about making it personal. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because we are coming to a time where this gospel has to be a personal gospel.
Yes.
Amen. I cannot just come and say a precious hiding place or the precious hiding place. Amen. I want to personalize it. Amen. As my precious hiding place.
Amen.
Amen. Last week, Friday, Ellie was telling us about how God wants to put us under his wings. Amen. Just like the hen, amen, takes, oh God, the chicks and puts them under her wings. Amen. And he said, under the wings, you know, those chicks, they feel safe. Under the wings, you know, there is fellowship. Under the wings, they are protected. If the rain is falling, it doesn't get to them. Why? Because they are protected under the wings. Amen. Amen. So I'm just coming behind that to say, Christ, my precious hiding place. He is that place that we can go and we can hide. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, when we're lead to growing up, amen. I don't know if this happens here in Europe, amen. But back in Africa, amen. Sometimes, you know, children will always be children. Amen. And sometimes we will do some things that are not so right, amen. And dad will be like, okay, I'm going to give you some spanking. And then, you know, dad will be looking for you, faithful, come, I need to give you some spanking. And man, I will just run away. I will run and look for my uncle. And I'll run and go and hide and say, sir, uncle, I'm with you, no, you know, and just hide and hold him. So when he comes and meet the uncle will go and plead for me. Say, oh, leave him, he has already apologized. Amen. So sometimes we need a place where we can go to hide.
Amen.
Now, this is not the hiding like Adam did. Amen. This is not the hiding from sin in terms of running away from the sin. Amen. This is not the one that Adam did, that God came down to him and said, Adam, Adam, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice and I hid. Amen. Because he has done something wrong and he doesn't want to really confront the Lord about it. Now, that's not what I'm talking about. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is beyond that. Amen. This is beyond that. Amen. So this is about the need for safety. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we all know this in life. Amen. Even natural disasters tells us that there is a need for a hiding place.
Amen.
When there is a tsunami, amen. When it's a tornado, when there are earthquakes, when there are storms, when there are floods, you will hear the newscasters, they will say, go to a higher place.
Amen.
Go to a higher ground. Amen.
Yes.
When we see tsunamis and we see tornadoes and earthquakes, it tells us that there's a need for you to hide.
Amen.
So that those storms will not come to you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And as it happens physically, so does it happen also spiritually.
Amen.
Spiritually, we need a hiding place from the storms of life. And no matter how you think that the storms of life won't get to you, it will. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then sometimes some folks, they think that, okay, when we talk about hiding place, these hiding places are for cowards. You know, that how can you be a man or how can you be a woman and you're looking for a hiding place? Amen.
Mm.
The psalmist that wrote this was David. And David was never a coward.
Amen.
You knew that David was a young boy. Was a young boy, around 17, thereabout, when he confronted a lion.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Brother, I'm way past 17. I'm not sure. The Lord can do anything, amen. So we have trust in the Lord. But physically speaking, bro Wilmo, if there's a lion right here now, physically speaking, I'll be the first to run. Brother, before you would count and before you open your eyes, brother, I'm out. You understand? David was the same young man that faced a bear. For you to have the mind, the audacity to face a bear one-on-one and defeat that bear, oh my. Definitely, you're not a coward. Amen. David was the same David that faced Goliath. You know when Goliath was making his boast, Goliath was telling the children of Israel that they should bring any man that is going to feed them to the birds. And all that, David came out not with any fancy kind of a weapon, but with what he was used to, what the Lord has been using in his life. Amen. That was what he used to face Goliath, and he defeated him. So this man that is writing about the need for a hiding place is not a coward. How will such a human, amen, that I find to be very amazing, be still writing that God is his hiding place? Now, we need to know what a hiding place is. A hiding place is a place of safety. It's a place of protection, assurance, and comfort. A hiding place is a place of safety. So when we talk about that we need a hiding place, it means that we need a place of safety. We need a place where we are protected. We need a place where there is assurance and comfort. We all crave for this. And David said in Psalms 32, verse 7, that you are my hiding place.
Amen.
David said, you, Lord, you protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance. Amen. And I love what the psalmist said here. Amen. And I'm going to pause on this a little bit. What the Bible says in Isaiah 32, verse 2. It says, a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind. So here, the scripture is telling us that a man will be like a hiding place from the wind. Which man would this be? Who is that man that can be a hiding place from the wind? Who is that man that can be a covert from the tempest? That as rivers of water in a dry place, as shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Who is that man? Amen. Go through down history. And search and try to find who is that man? Or who is that man that is coming? Or who is that man that has been? Or who is that man that will be, that will ever be a hiding place? Because remember, we need somebody that we can relate with. That is why when God was coming down, God was not just coming down as just God Almighty. He needed to come down as Emmanuel, God with us. He needed to come down as a kingsman redeemer. Because that is the only thing that we can associate with. That was why when God was coming as a redeemer, he did not come as a spirit being. Because if he came as a spirit being, I can tell him that you don't understand what it is to be a human. You are a spirit. You don't go through temptations. You don't go through trials. You don't go through tribulations. So you don't really understand the peculiarities of being a human being. But when Christ was coming, he had to come as God in flesh so that he could understand what it is to be a human. That is why the Bible says that he is the one, is the high priest that can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. He can be touched by our infirmities because he has passed this road before. And he is that one that can be a man that is a high, that is a hiding place from the wind.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just going to pause there a little bit. Amen. You know, sometimes as Christians also, we also think that, oh, when you become a Christian, I think I said this during Avoca when I was singing a song, amen, that sometimes when you think that when you become a Christian, then the storms of life is all over, huh? And that you will just be flying on a flaring bed of ease. But then you start working with the Lord, and then you start understanding that the Lord has not made it that way. Amen. Because if the Lord made it that way, we will never learn anything. Amen. We will just be over-pampered babies in the kingdom. Amen. And God does not want to God does not want to raise grown-up babies that can't take on challenges, that can't face on life's challenges. No, God wants to raise up sons and daughters of God in his image and in his likeness. And for that, we go through trials and temptations. Amen. Amen. Job said this in Job 14 verse 1. He says, a man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. Amen. Yeah. Amen. We all know this. Amen. And then, I think Brother Brown was saying this here in a message, as the eagle stirs her nest. Amen. He says, Mama Eagle knows what to do. So she throws every packing out so it will make it rough, and he's willing to leave. Amen. Brother Brown here was talking about the story of the eagle. That when the eagle wants to make her nest, the eagle does not just make her nest like the way every other bird make their nest. When the eagle wants to make her nest, the first thing the eagle does is that the eagle will take on rough metals, things that are not so comfortable, things that are like stones, and put on the nest first. And then the eagle will then take soft, you know, cushions, things that are so soft, feathers and things that are so soft, and then put on those iron metals, right? So then she lays the eaglet on that nest. So the eaglets, when they are born, you know, they are so happy, you know, because the place is good, everything is nice. But the mama eagle knows that if she doesn't have those things beneath them that are uncomfortable, this eaglet will not leave the nest and learn how to fly. So what mama eagle does is that when it comes of the time when the eaglets need to fly out of the nest, Mama Eagle will go there and pull out those things that are so comfortable for the eaglets. And when Mama Eagle pulls those things out, the eaglets will start feeling the thorns on that nest. And the feeling of the thorns in that nest is only a signal that there it is time to fly. And in our lives too, as Christians, sometimes we feel those thorns. Amen. Of staying in the nest, it means that we have stayed in that position for too long. Amen. Because in the Christian experience, there are experiences after experiences. Yeah. Amen. Sometimes we stay in an experience for too long. Amen. So the Lord will take off those cushions away so that we can go to higher experiences. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And God has to make it that way. If not, we will never grow as Christians. Amen. So Mama Eagle takes away those cushions away, and the eaglet starts feeling the pain of the nest. And they start telling themselves, no, 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 no. There must be something higher than this. There must be something better than this. Amen. Haven't you felt that way, my brother? Haven't you felt that way, my sister? Where you speak to yourself and you say, there must be something that is better than this. I can't live like this anymore. Why? It is God using that nest to signal to you that there is something that you need to grow higher into. Amen. So Mama Eagle knows what to do. Brother Brown was saying here. So she knows, she throws all the packing out so it will make it rough. And the eaglets are willing to leave. You know, that works in many ways if we had the time to speak of it. Bram said, yeah, sometimes God has to take one of your loved ones away. Amen. Amen. This is the prophet speaking. Yeah. That sometimes God has to take one of your loved ones away. Sometimes he has to cause sickness to hit you. The doctors say, well, There's just nothing more can be done. Sometimes God just took all the padding out of the nest. You believe it?
Yeah.
Amen. But I was still continuing. Amen. I think it was Charles Spurgeon that said this, that God will not let us who are his songbirds build our nest here. We cannot build our nest here. So he will send a rough wind through the forest, which will make the bow on which we try to build rock to and fro in the storm until we are obliged to take our wings again. For there is no resting place for us upon any of the trees of this world. And sometimes we, as humans, we try to build our nest here. We try to get comfortable in a particular experience. Maybe the Lord has given you a spiritual experience. But maybe that is 10 years ago. And you're still living what happened to you? You're still remembering and living on that experience. But God is saying there is a higher experience than that. There is more blessings in me than that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Abraham said, do you believe this? He said, do you believe in the testing and trials of the Lord? Abraham said, yeah, every son, without any exception, every son that cometh to God must first be tested, tried, and child trained. So there is no running away from it.
Yes.
There is no running away from it. We as children of God, as we come to the Lord, amen, it doesn't matter how much you've stayed in the Lord, amen, we will need to grow. And for us to grow, God will have to take away those paddings from the nest that will make us so uncomfortable that we'll be crying to the Lord, Lord, I want to use my wings again. I want to fly to the heavenlies. I want to fly to a higher experience with you. Amen. Amen. And that is why the scripture says here that a man shall be as a hiding place. Amen.
Hallelujah. Just be following me now. Amen. You know I'm a whining talker. Amen. But we'll arrive safely. Amen.
So there are several storms. Amen. Amen. And I think it was Job. Amen. Job, a man that had several amazing things in his life. He had several things good working for him. He was the richest man. Everything was good. He was a righteous man. He was a man that feared the Lord and eschewed evil. In fact, in the Old Testament, the Lord said that he was perfect and upright.
Amen.
And the words are not... Let's take the words as they are. For God to say that this man was perfect, bro, if the Bible said it, I believe it.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said that Job was a perfect man. He was upright. He was one that feared God and eschewed evil.
Amen.
Amen. And we knew all what he had. He had 10 kids, 7 sons and 3 daughters. Amen. That's a big household. Amen. He had 7,000 sheep. He had 3,000 camels. He had 5,000 yoke of oxen. He had 500 asses. He had a lot of possessions, but just in one day. And the Bible regarded him as the greatest man of all the men in the East. He was the greatest. And in just one day, all that he had went away. That is just a sudden and a mysterious temptation. All that he had, he lost in just one day. Amen. Amen. And what was Job's reaction? At the end of all this thing, what did Job say? Job said that the Lord God gave and the Lord God has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Why was he able to make this statement? Because he knew that despite whatever he has, those are not his hiding place. Those are not the things in which he can lay his foundation. He knew that his source of protection, his source of wealth, his source of pleasure, his source of greatness is in God, who is his hiding place. So it does not matter what he has or what he loses, he can still be firm in the Lord and says, the Lord give it and the Lord take it. Amen. Why? Because according to Job said that I know my Redeemer liveth.
I know my Redeemer lives. Amen. So it does not matter what else happens to me. In as much as my Redeemer is living, I am all right. Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. So we know how the later end of Job is and then how God restored everything to him. Amen. But I'm going to come back again here, amen, about how a man can be a hiding place. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, for us to understand how that scripture, Isaiah, amen, we need to understand that not every man can be this. I cannot be a hiding place for anybody. Amen. Not any man can be this. This must be someone that is God and man together. Amen. Because for you to be a hiding place must be a strong place. There are characteristics of a hiding place. A place where we can go and we receive strength. A place where we can go and we receive power. A place where we can go and we receive forgiveness of sin. A place where we can go and we receive vision. Such a place must not be a place that a human being can provide. We cannot provide that. Amen. It is a place that only God can provide. Amen. And there are characteristics of this hiding place. And one of the characteristics of a hiding place is that it must be a strong, fortified place. If there is a place here that we say that is a hiding place and it is not strong, what is the use of it? Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I think it was the book, Bible says here in Proverbs 18 verse 10, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Amen.
Amen. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
That the name of the Lord is a strong tower, that the righteous run into it and they are safe. Amen. This is telling you that this kind of place where you can run into and you are safe is not a place that is just an ordinary place. It is not Buckingham Palace. It is not the Aso Rock of Nigeria. Amen. I don't know what is this here in Ireland. Amen. It is not the presidential villa in Ireland. Amen. This place is a place that is Christ himself in his presence. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Amen. And we know how God, Jesus Christ, is our rock, is our fortress, is our God in which we can stand. Amen. Another characteristic of a hiding place is that place that must be a hiding place must be beyond every other place. Amen. So if there is a tsunami right here and we are all running to go for a hiding place, it must be a higher ground. It must not be a place where the waters would overtake it and overcome it. Amen. So it must be a higher ground. Amen. Hallelujah. No wonder the songwriter said, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible says here in Psalm 47 verses 2, it said, for the Lord Most High is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. Amen. Psalms 138 verse 6 says, though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lonely, but the proud he knoweth afar off. And the Bible also said that the Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above all heavens. So Christ qualifies to be a hiding place. Number two reason was because he is high. He is high above all nations, and his glory is above all heavens. Amen. A hiding place, a place where you can go and you that qualifies to be a hiding place must be a secret place. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You cannot have a hiding place that is a place where, amen, can be easily found. Amen. If you're going to have a hiding place, it must be a place that is a secret place. Just say you have your jewelries or you have your valuables. Amen. Things that you cherish so much. Amen. And you want to protect those things. Amen. You can't put them in a place where everybody sees them. You can't put them in a place where, you know, and everybody can access them. Amen. You have to put them in a place where no one can access. Amen.
Amen.
And that is why we even have passwords. And that is why we have locks. And that is why we have security. Amen. It is because we have things that are valuable that we need to secure from intruders. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, if Christ is our hiding place, he must also be a secret place. Amen. So, if Christ is a hiding place, he must also be what? A secret place. He must be a place that when we go there, we are safe with him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And the more secret the place is, the more safe it is. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says here, hallelujah, in Psalms 91 verse 1, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That he that dwelleth in the secret place. Amen. So God is a place. God is a secret place. He's a place that, hallelujah, that when we get in there, hallelujah, we are his valuables. Amen. Amen. That is one thing we must recognize, that we are his valuables on earth. You know, sometimes we walk around, I don't know if there's any microphone, amen. Sometimes we walk around and we walk as people that we don't really understand who we are. Amen. That's what Abraham said, that if the day that the bride will understand who she is, the rapture will take place. We need to understand who we are. We are the apples of his eyes, amen. We are his valuables, amen. We are the salt of the earth. We are the reason why the earth is still the way the earth has not been consumed by fire. We are the reason. Amen. Hallelujah. So, if Christ is our hiding place, then Christ has to be a secret place. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that same person, he shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Brother, sister, if you can get into this secret place, amen. Amen. If you can get into this secret place, it also becomes the place of all the source. Amen. It becomes the place of all sufficiency. It becomes the place for all your strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you go in this secret place, you gain all the strength you need for the journey. You gain all the revelation and the insight you need for the journey. Amen. Oh my, I think it is in the book of the Songs of Solomon. I think Songs of Solomon really puts it nicely. It says, Songs of Solomon 2 verse 14 says, oh my dove, that art in the secret places of the stars. Amen. Christ knows that we are his doves. We are his bride. Amen. Sometimes we fail to understand that we are the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. And for a man that has a bride, you protect your bride. You provide for your bride. You make sure your bride is okay and all right. And so Christ is not also, you know, running away from his responsibilities. He understands that it is in him that we have all sufficiency. Amen. Hallelujah. Another characteristic of a hiding place, if we say that Christ is a hiding place, is that he that will hide others will need to be very faithful. Now, not brother faithful now, I mean, but to be very loyal. Amen. Amen. If you will be a hiding place, amen, you have to be very faithful. Amen. Just say, for example, that you are running away from kidnappers or evil people, and you run into a particular house. And when you get into the house, you tell the people that, please, I'm running away from kidnappers on the street. I'm running away from criminals on the street. And so please, can I hide in your house and be protected? And maybe you get into the house and say, okay, oh, you please come in. Oh, no problem. You can just come into the house. And you get into the house and they offer you a seat and you sit down. And then some minutes later, people come to the door and they knock and they ask, oh, there's somebody that came in here. Can you tell the person to come in? And the people say, oh, yes, he's here actually. Come in and meet the person. Is such a person being faithful to you? No, they are not being faithful. Amen. They are not being faithful. Why? Because if they are to be, hallelujah, a hiding place from the evil that is out there, then they must be found faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. It is 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3 says, but the Lord is faithful. Amen. The Lord is faithful, who shall stabilize you and keep you from evil. The Lord is faithful. I don't care how many situations, you just understand that the Lord is faithful. Amen. And he will establish you and he will keep you from evil. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. And then, if Christ is also to be a hiding place, then diligence is required for anyone that is going to hide others. Have you seen a watchman that sleeps? Amen. A watchman that is supposed to watch the people and tell the people of an oncoming storm, and then you find that watchman on his post of duty sleeping. If there is a storm coming, or if there is evil coming, how will the people hear about it when the watchman is sleeping? This is why we are saying that the Bible that says in Isaiah 32 that a man shall be a hiding place cannot be a human being, cannot just be a mortal. Because every mortal, you need to go to sleep. No matter how strong you are, no matter how, I don't care how good you are, you can't go a month without sleeping. You would need to sleep. Amen. But the Bible told us here in Psalms 121, verse 3, it says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Say, he that keepeth thee will not slumber. Amen. The God that is looking over us, the God that is watching over us, is a God that will not slumber. He said, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Amen. So he neither slumbers and he neither sleeps. Then the Bible says, for the eyes of the Lord, it run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. Amen. So inasmuch as our hearts are perfect towards him, amen, the eyes of the Lord is going to and fro the earth for us. So we've seen here that Christ has qualified in all these characteristics of what we say that a hiding place must be. Amen. Remember, we first of all, we said that a hiding place must be a strong place. It must be a place that is fortified. If we are saying this is a hiding place, then this place must be strong. We also said that it is a hiding place, it must be a place that is higher above the situation in which it is being protecting others from. Amen. We also said that that hiding place must be a secret place. Amen. We also say a hiding place must be, he that must hide others must be very faithful. And then diligence is required for those that will hide others. And we see that Christ qualifies to as all this. Amen. And then we can see that Christ is our hiding place. And amen. Why we just come to the prayer, before we get into the prayer time. Amen. Amen. I just want to just say this. Amen. Bram was saying here, he said, there is a hiding place. Brown was saying here, he said, why are people so tossed about? Brown was saying here in paragraph 118, he says, there is a hiding place, abiding place, that we can walk in his presence of God and be hid from the things of this world. Brown said, you don't hear them no more. It's soundproof. Hallelujah. Soundproof. The world is on the outside, gasping and looking, but you are on the inside in the presence of the eternal, everlasting God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And then sometimes we get discouraged. Amen. Amen. I think I'll be winding down now. Amen. So we get discouraged. Amen. When we think about all this. I think there was a time where Abraham was also almost discouraged. Amen. And I think I'm going to be ending with this story. Amen. There was a time Brother Bram was almost discouraged, amen. He was, I think, almost to the end of his ministry, he was like, have I really done enough for the Lord? Amen. And the Lord now told him, and he came, I think, to him in a vision and told him that keep pressing on. Keep pressing on. If you only knew what lay at the end of the road. Keep pressing on. Amen. I think something came to my mind, amen. I believe this is good. Amen. Sometimes we are focused on the present situations and we do not look at the eternal goal. Amen. So, when we look at the present situation and we don't look at the eternal goal, we get distracted. Distracted like two boys. Amen. There was a time, amen, some group of boys, they came together and there was a stretch of a wood and they had a bicycle and they told themselves that anybody that can ride this bicycle on this straight wood and get to the finish end, amen, would win the bicycle. It was a lovely, nice bicycle, and all they had to do was to take this bicycle and ride this bicycle on just a little wood, that straight wood, and get to the end of the road, and then they will win the bicycle. Amen. So, different people came and they took the bicycle, but they couldn't ride and get to the end. They get to the middle of the way, they fall off. They get to the middle of the way, they fall off. Amen. And then one little shy, Brother Brown called him a sissy boy. He came around and he took the bicycle. And everybody was laughing at him when he took the bicycle. Because they felt like, no, if all these guys have tried riding this bicycle and they could not get to the end of the way, how do you think that you can do it? Amen. So this small little boy came, he took the bicycle, and he started riding this bicycle. And when he was riding it, he rode it safely to the end of the way. Amen. And when he got to the end, the people came to him and asked him, how did you do it? How did you do it? He told them that, I saw several of you, when you were riding your bicycle, you were focused, you were looking beneath, you were looking down. And so, you got anxious. You got panicky. And you fell off. But while I took the bicycle, all I was looking at is the end of the way. So I kept my focus. That's why the Lord told Bram, keep pressing on. If you only knew what lays at the end of the road. Saints, there is several things that lay at the end of the road for us. Amen. Sometimes we can go through these trials where we need Christ to be our hiding place. That is why we need a hiding place. Because we have a destination. We have a heaven to go to. Brethren, there are several great things that lay for us at the end of the way. That is why we need to keep pressing on. Amen. Some of the things that lay at the end of the road, amen, is there's going to be a rapture. Amen. Do you believe that? There's going to be a rapture of this Gentile church. Amen. We are going to go in that rapture. Amen. Hallelujah. What that lays at the end of the road for us, amen. There's going to be a wedding supper, my brother. Hallelujah. For 1,000 years, amen. We are going to be feasting with the Lord, amen. What lays at the end of the road for us is eternal life. Hallelujah. For all eternity, we are going to be as stars. We are going to be shining in the Lord. We are going to be living. What lays at the end of the way for us? There are several good things that lay at the end of the road. Amen. So this is not to discourage us. This is to give us courage to say, let us keep pressing on. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother was saying here in Queen of Sheba, amen, amen. Why? And he said, oh, sinner friend, amen. You in this auditorium tonight, let me warn you, flee from the wrath that is to come. There is only one hiding place. I'm glad that God made a city of refuge, and that is Christ Jesus. We can run in, and we are safe. Amen. There is only one hiding place. That is not Buckingham Palace. I'm sorry to announce to you. Amen. Hallelujah. That is not the White House in the U.S. I'm sorry to announce to you. That is not also Aso Rock of Nigeria. I'm sorry to announce to you. Amen. The only hiding place is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, "I say, come unto me, all ye that are labor and of heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls." Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you don't mind, we can just stand up. Amen. Amen. And just, you know, take this to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Amen. Maybe you are so strong that you don't need a hiding place. Amen. But I need a hiding place. Amen. And I love the song that says, there is a precious hiding place in Jesus' side, in Jesus' side. Amen. There is a cleft from of heavenly rest in Jesus' side. Amen. For me, I need a hiding place. I need a place from where I can hide from the storms of life. Amen. A place of protection. A place of strength. A place where I can have, oh God, all my needs met. A place where I can be protected from the evil that is in the world. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you, but you can just, amen, just commit this into the Lord. Amen. And say, Lord, I don't want to be out of the wings. Amen. Brother Ellie was telling us that when we go out of the wings of God, amen, when we go out of his feathers, amen, then our land will be desolate. Amen. But in as much as we abide in Christ, in as much as we remain under his wings, amen, there is healing in his wings. Amen. Hallelujah. In as much as we remain in his abiding place, then the shadow of the Almighty will cover us. Amen. And that is where we are protected. Amen. Hallelujah. So begin to commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. Amen. I ask that the Lord would keep you, amen, from the oncoming storm. Amen. There is an oncoming storm to the world. Amen. But not to the bride of Jesus Christ. Because the bride of Jesus Christ will be safe in his hands. Amen. The bride of Jesus Christ will be safe in Christ's bosom. Amen. So the oncoming storm is not for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Just begin to commit yourself. Amen. Ask that the Lord would take you. Amen. And keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Ask that the Lord would strengthen you. That the Lord would keep you. Amen. In his pavilion. In his secret place. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a need for a secret place. There is a need for a hiding place. There is a need for a place where you can gain strength and gain the power you need for the journey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. We bless your holy name, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father. Lord, we give you all the praise, Lord. We thank you because you are good, Lord. Father, we thank you because you are merciful, Father. We thank you because you are kind, oh Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. You are a hiding place, oh God, and you will protect us from evil. And you will surround us, oh God, with songs of deliverance. Oh Father, we pray that you will surround us with your songs of deliverance. We pray, oh God, that you will surround us, oh God, oh Father, with songs of deliverance, oh God. Father, Lord, we pray, oh God, that you keep us, oh God, in your pavilion, oh God. Father, we pray.
Amen. Praise be to God, amen. Our hiding place, amen. My hiding place, amen. Your very own hiding place. And you can see, saints, there is no other hiding place. Amen. The people of this world are so consumed with looking for a hiding place. Amen. All this enterprise is about looking for a hiding place, a place they could hide themselves from the things of this world. Some go as far as to space, looking for a hiding place, because everybody knows something is coming. Amen. But what a privilege it is to be a Christian. Amen. To know that we have a hiding place, that a tower that is strong, amen, that cannot be breached. And I love when the brother said, we are his valuables. You know, amen, when you have your valuables, you keep them in the safest place, amen, that you can find. And we are God's valuables. And he has put us in the safest place. And he even said, all the ones that you gave me, have I lost none. What a place to be. And we thank God that he is calling. He hasn't stopped calling. He is calling many to say, come. This hiding place is open. All you have to do is to respond, saints. We really thank the Lord. May the Lord bless you, Brother Faithful. It was good to be here tonight. May the name of the Lord be praised forever. We have a number of prayer requests here. Saints that are sick with COVID, Brother David and Brother George, they have tested positive for COVID. Remember them in prayer. Pray for their families too, that they may be protected from this disease. And we want to pray for Brother Dube as well. He has an eye infection, which has made his left eye to have reduced vision and lots of pain. Let us remember our brother, even Brother David once lost his sight, but God restored. So we have a caring father who will give to his children the things we need. When these storms of life rise up like this unexpectedly and our brother's vision is affected, we turn to our hiding place. He can withstand this storm for our brother and turn it away. Let us also remember for the saints that are traveling at this time, Sister Noella and the children in the Congo. Let's remember them when they would be coming back. I'm not sure if they are back already, but I know they journeyed there. The pastor and his family down in South Africa, and Brother Vegas and his family down in South Africa as well. I understand that our brother Clayton has arrived today or is arriving today. Let's pray for him, Brother Tendai as well. I think he came back from Zimbabwe now, is it? I think so. But if he hasn't, let's be praying for him as well. And it's good to see Brother Vladimir is back here. Sister Dube and Ruth came back yesterday. I'm back again home, and I'm thankful to the Lord for that. For a few days, and I'll be gone again. So let us remember all this traveling that is happening at this time. And let's pray also for Sister Amy. I don't know how many of you saints know her. She was here a few weeks ago. She lives in Nice. She's a nurse. She came from Zimbabwe. And she's living at a house where the landlord has all of a sudden changed the terms of her tenancy. you know, to paying per night, and it's exorbitant money that they want to take from our sister. She's in a very difficult situation. Our sister doesn't drive, and she needs to be close to work where she can work at the hospital, and she's looking for a place to live. From Monday, she has to be paying so much money every night to live in that house. It's terrible what people can do to other people. So let's pray for our sister. If it was you in this situation, you'd be looking to the Lord tonight. So let us remember her in this thing that has risen up, that the Lord may open a safe place for her, a haven of rest, a hiding place from these exorbitant people that want to profit out of other people's needs. Maybe our brother can lead us in a song now, just a chorus, and then we can all pray as we commit these prayer requests to the Lord. I will hide in the shadow, I will abide. In that road, I will hide in the shadow,
I will abide. When the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that rock I will hide. In that rock I will hide. In his shadow I will abide. When the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that rope I will hide.
Amen. Let us pray, saints. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, how thankful we are, Lord, to have known how kind and loving that you are to us, Lord. Lord, we are so thankful for your loving kindness upon thy children. Lord, we just want to say thank you for the word that was ministered to us tonight to reveal unto us, Lord, that indeed there is no other place, every other place, Lord, that we may try to find for ourselves, it is sinking sand. Everything, Lord, that we may try to build for ourselves, Lord, to make a hiding place, it is nothing but cannon fodder. It is all vanity. It will not protect, Lord. But Father, there is a place that has been opened for each and every one of us that we could run into and hide, the hiding place, our own hiding place, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are thankful, Father, that Lord, you have called us into such a place and you have been hiding us, Lord, for all these years. There's been so many things that have risen up, Lord, to try and perplex your people, but Lord, you have protected us from each and every one of them. We bless your holy name. We thank you. We honor you, Lord, for thou art a hiding place. There's no other place we'd rather be, Lord, but to hide in you, Father. We thank you and we love you. Bless our dear brother, faithful. Lord, may you renew his strength, Lord. May you, Lord, continue to use him, inspire him, Lord, to search in thy word and bring more of your inspiration, Lord, unto thy people as he has done tonight. We pray and commit him into your hands. Lord, may you bless the saints that are watching from home, each and every one of them. We commit them into your hands, Lord, that you would watch over them, that you would lead them and guide them, that, Lord, you would provide for their needs. Thou knowest, Lord, the needs that each and every one of them has tonight. Even these that are here tonight, Lord, thou knowest, Lord, the needs of thy people. Lord, we commit them all to you, and we ask, Father, that you would touch them, that as they get home, oh God, let there be testimonies that we will speak, Lord, of thy word that has been ministered tonight. Lord, oh God, to protect thy people from the storms of this life, be merciful, grant grace unto us, Lord. Show us thy loving kindness, Father. Please, Father, we pray for the service on Sunday, that you would come once more and speak, Lord, unto us and encourage us and raise us up, Lord, unto the place that you want us to be, that we may escape the oncoming storm. For Lord, we can all agree there is something that is coming upon this earth, Lord. But we know thou art our hiding place. We run to you, O Lord. We come unto thee, O Father. May you keep us and protect us and lead us, O God, unto further and higher experiences in thy word. We thank you, Father. We glorify your holy name in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. So we just commit this as we close in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we want to come before you to thank you for your grace upon us tonight, Lord. Thank you for bringing us into your house that we could be partakers of this word. Lord, how thankful we are, Lord, oh God, that you have called us into this hiding place. And indeed, when we look back in our lives and the storms of life have risen at different points, and we've seen how you protected us, Lord. Indeed, there is no other place, Father. You are the only hiding place. And we thank you, Lord, even when this terrible, terrible time that the world has been going through of COVID, Lord, how you protected each and every one of thy children. And we want to commit tonight our brother David, our brother George to you, and ask, Father, that you would be merciful to them. May you touch them, Lord, and drive this sickness out, that, Lord, Father, they may be strong, Lord, and that they will be clear of this sickness. We pray for their families, that you keep them safe and protect them, Lord, that this infection will not spread in the families, that all of them will be safe, Lord. We commit our brother Maxwell into your hands. Lord, renew his strength, Lord, and help him at this time. Lord, we pray, Father, that you give him, Lord, strength. Lord, that when we would meet on Sunday, we would be together with him, Lord. We pray for brother Dube, Lord, even with this infection in the eye, have mercy upon our brother. May you touch him, Lord, and help him, Lord, that he may have his vision completely back and that the pain would be gone from his body. Be merciful, Lord, even upon our sister Amy. Lord, this storm that has risen in her life, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would help our sister. Lord, we look back to our lives, Lord, at the times when similar circumstances arose in the lives of many of the saints. And yet tonight, Lord, we can stand and testify how you have provided for each and every one of them a place, Lord, that they could call home. We ask the same for our sister. May you provide for her, Lord. We commit her into your hands and we pray for the service on Sunday, that you would anoint thy ministers, Lord, in the music ministry, in the preaching of the word, that you would come, Lord, and anoint the service, Lord. Father, that you may speak unto us, Lord, once more. We ask, Father, that you would bless our brothers who preach. Use them, Lord, and inspire them mightily, Father, to the honor and glory of your name. The saints that have traveled, Lord, be with them where they are, our pastor and brother Vegas and their families in South Africa. Lord, we ask that you protect them and that you bring them back safely. Lord, we pray, Father, for Sister Noella and the children, that you would watch over them, Lord, and that you bring them back safely, Lord. And we pray, Father, that, Lord, you would bless our brother Joel, Sister Chisomo, and the plans of their wedding. Lord, we commit them into your hands, Lord. Father, that all would go well and that you would bless their marriage, Lord. Father, we thank you for the things that you continue to do for us, Lord. We want to commit ourselves to you as we go home. May you watch over us, Lord, and that, Father, you would bring us safely back again on Sunday, Lord, to be with one another as we worship you. We thank you for these things. Bless our brethren that have ministered. We thank you for each and every one of them, Lord. From James, Lord, at the back on the sound, we thank you for him, Lord. For Olivier, standing at the back, Lord, for the songs, we thank you for him, Lord. We pray for our brother Vladimir, Lord, leading us in song. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for him and for our sister Lydia on the piano and our brother who stood here, Lord, brother faithful, to minister unto thy people. Father, we thank you for each and every one of them, and we commit them to you, Lord. Be with us now as we part from this place. Lord, may you go with us, each and every one of us, to our houses, even those that are watching online. We commit them into your hands. Lord, bless them also. And Father, provide for their needs, Lord, and keep them safe until we meet again. Father, we commit ourselves to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our hiding place. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you, saints. Maybe, brother, you could lead us in another chorus as we dismiss.
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name.